This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, we look at the aftermath from the Todd Carney incident. You know, the NRL player who pissed in his own mouth this Saturday night. Jess has some unwelcome house guests staying with him. And Matt Backer from Bell Shakespeare's brand new production of Henry V drops by and Jess tries to get involved. And Todd Carney, the NRL player who has been sacked from the Cronulla Sharks?
Oh, James!
Oh, look at me!
What sport does he play?
NRL.
Which is?
Football.
Rugby.
They use a football.
Rugby league.
Thank you.
No worries.
Has been sacked from his football team because he was doing something lewd at a public toilet to himself. Join those dots yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. But the most embarrassing thing about it is the fact that he had to text his mum and the fact that he's only been able to contact her via text since Saturday night.
Oh, really? So yeah. She's not answering his calls?
Not answering the calls.
I hope she didn't get the original text.
Oh. Yeah, well, he didn't take a selfie whilst doing it.
Okay, you know, somebody else.
You could wet the phone. But someone else has taken the photo and it went around viral. It must have gone around very fast because I remember seeing it on Saturday night. Like,
and
someone showed it to me.
Taken down straight away, I think.
Yeah,
it
must have.
It's been taken down pretty quickly.
But it's still available. If you're into water sports, you can go
find it.
I don't know, on Twitter. It was on Twitter, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so embarrassing things you've had to tell your mum. Todd Carney has had to apologise to his mum saying sorry.
We want to know what you've had to text your mum or even your dad. Text your parents 0427 569 949, which is 0427 Joy 949. Christine, have you had to text your mum anything embarrassing?
I often text my mum things that I don't want to tell her in person,
really?
Any of us do. Yeah, just, you know, when I'm...
Like,
well, I'm pretty good.
In Aunt Flo's town, what would you tell them?
I'm a pretty good kid. Like, I don't do anything. Well, I'm not even a kid. I'm 28. Whenever I've got numerous health things, I often text her because she's like, why did you get that? What have you been doing? What have you been doing? Once I had to go to a specialist because I was having some issues, some lady issues.
Yep.
This is another story. I know you guys have heard a lot about my issues.
Yeah.
And the specialist asked me a lot of intimate questions.
Mm.
And I didn't want to... And then mum, like, called me straight away. What happened? I'm like, oh, I can't talk right now. I text you. And then I texted her all of the intimate details that I had to explain to him because I didn't want to tell her on the phone.
That's tough. That's
tough. It's, like, really... Yeah, I'm like, well, if I just write it, she can read it when I'm not there. I don't have to see a reaction when I tell her all about my lady problems. Anyway.
Yeah. My mum... Well, actually, my parents have had to really get used to me being so vocal about everything because I don't really have a filter.
No, you don't.
So...
Do your parents follow you on Twitter?
Oh, Mum, look, Mum is on Twitter, but every time we talk about it, she's like, oh, James, you have to show me how to use it.
Because you're pretty open on Twitter.
I'm pretty open everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. I've not so much something embarrassing. It's what happened after I sent the text that was embarrassing. Similar to Todd Carney, I was on a night out.
Mm-hmm.
Very different circumstances.
Okay.
But I text my mum, this is when I was still living at home, can you come open the back door? Because it was locked. It was very late at night. And
why not the front door?
Well, because I'd made my way through the back, just, you know, be less disruptive, thinking the back door would be open. And after a series of text messages and then a phone call, we discovered I was at the wrong house.
Yes!
So, yep, that was my embarrassing moment. Didn't live that one down for a good 6 months.
We just got a text in from someone saying, are you 28, Christina, and you still live at home? Yes. And I'm proudly mooching, just for the record.
I don't know why you would leave. You've got
proudly
an unlimited
mooching.
Supply of food. You've got a split system air conditioner in the room.
I'm saving for a house, just for the record, and I've got quite a hefty deposit, so thanks.
It's not.
Thank
it's,
you all you people that bag me for living at home.
It's not easy being a young person these days, especially with this new coalition government.
Well, I'm not touching that one with a bowl. All I'm saying is I have to eat a little bit of bread I've shared with my mouse. That's how I'm living at the moment.
Yeah. But I actually say that I do have to text my mother every day, let her know if I'm coming home for dinner or not. Well, it's just like a simple yes or no.
Okay, well, so she needs to know how much she's going to cook, you know?
Exactly.
It's a little bit, I guess it could be awkward if, you know, you're single and you're like, oh, no, I'm not coming home for dinner. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm not coming home tonight. Lock the garage door. Where are you going, Christina?
It's like when I was in Canberra and I was texting with mum and she's like, oh, so did you catch up with so-and-so, one of my friends last night? She's like, I was like, no, I didn't actually. And she's like, oh, well, who did you catch up with? Like, my ex. Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough. What did you do? Oh, we had dinner. Okay. And it's like, oh, what are you doing now? I'm like, I'm on my way home. You didn't stay at your hotel last night. I'm, no, I didn't. Oh, so, okay, so what's the weather? Segway.
James, we've come clean about what we've sent.
Exactly. We came clean about things that we've sent and we, you know, were very honest with our listeners.
Very open, very honest with each other as well, because we obviously want to portray our real selves.
I know.
Over the radio,
and we thought that we had a really good relationship here.
Thought we were a team. Thought we were a triple threat, James.
Thought we were.
When you put triple in something, you think you're working as a team.
And then it turns out Christina's been sitting on one.
Holding out.
I decided not to read it out.
It's really bad. I didn't want to read it.
And it only happened like the other
Saturday
day. It's
night.
Fresh.
Christina, that was the whole segment.
I know.
Just as fresh as what was coming out of Todd Carney.
That whole segment, I was thinking about this text, but I didn't want to read it because it's really inappropriate. And I told you guys off air because you're my friends.
Yep. And because we're your friends, we're forcing it out of you. Christina, what did you send to your mum on Saturday night?
You took a screenshot. Okay.
I'm on my way to Chapel Street now. Jovan's gonna lick me up, so lock the garage door.
And what was it going to?
What are you doing in the garage? What are you doing, Christina?
What was the text supposed to say?
Pick me up.
It's gonna lick you up. Okay.
The L and P are very close to each other.
And what did she, what did your mum say in reply?
She's like,
okay, darling.
Yeah. Because she's the queen of like the wrong, pressing the wrong buttons.
Okay.
But I don't know if she saw how filthy it was, but that's all right. And it's actually quite funny because the text before it says, the more I look at them, the more disgusting they are. So it's kind of... That was IKEA meatballs I sent to her.
Oh, right.
Okay.
My mum's
an exciting life in Landalaria.
Woo! Anyway, so, you know, fun Saturday night out for me.
And we have Matt Bucker here in the studio, who is part of the Bell Shakespeare play previewing tonight and open until the 12th here in Melbourne. And if you're listening from interstate, there are plenty of chances you can check the play out. Just head to the Bell Shakespeare website and you'll find out some more information.
Where else are you headed, Matt?
Where aren't we heading? We're going to Perth, Alice Springs, Ballarat, Hobart, and then Queensland, back to Sydney in October and November. So it's a long tour. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Long tour, and a lot harder for you as well, because you're actually playing four different characters as well.
Yeah, it's more like five or six now.
Oh, because one of your...
During late in rehearsals after they'd done the program and stuff, we got thrown with some more characters, which is always fun.
Were they just new characters? They're like, let's add this one in.
Yeah,
that's right. So we've got Dorfer, Nimgau, Westmoreland, and Steve. Just throwing a Steve to change a bit of Shakespeare for you. Steve.
Yeah, with Sonny's.
Yeah.
Drunk guy at bar.
Yeah, Todd Carney might make an appearance. He's out of a job.
Oh God,
how would you
no.
agree with that, no?
Although, he probably would have fitted in back in Shakespeare's time.
Yeah.
He was pretty rowdy in the audience.
Never know what kind of people that Shakespeare would have written into his plays back then.
Oh, he was
Carney
crafty.
Would have been written in.
Oh, yeah.
He would
definitely.
Have been some debaucherous drunk. And,
yeah.
So he just would have played himself.
Yeah.
That would have been handy.
So you've also got a journalism degree, correct?
I do.
You get around.
I do. Hi, Melbourne.
Here for 12 days.
Did you set out to become a journo?
Yeah, I finished high school and was still like... tiny and didn't feel ready to try acting, so I went into journalism and finished it and worked on a paper and and then just quit and got into NIDA. I felt ready.
Yeah,
quarter-life crisis.
Well, you need a little bit of life experience to be able to portray other life experiences.
Well, yeah, usually drama schools say go away if you're too young and come back. But my parents think it's quite funny that I've picked two careers that are awfully hard to get work in.
Yeah.
They're like, do you hate yourself?
How much do you want our money?
Yeah, yeah.
Help.
Will you be able to support us when we're old? Yeah. No.
No. Keep contributing to that super, parents.
Yeah.
Don't rely on me.
But yeah, I love journalism. I just loved acting more.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you do have work, and you've got work until the end of this run, so stop complaining, parents.
Sitting pretty,
yeah. Now, as Jess was saying, you're playing multiple characters in this, but you're not the only person in this play, as some people might
gather.
It's
not a one-man Henry V.
That would be impressive.
I would love to do that, if anyone wants to put one on. No, aside from Mike, who plays Henry V, who was in my year at NIDA, actually.
Oh, buddies.
Buddies on stage. Everyone's playing, you know, upwards of 3 to 4 to 5 characters, so it's...
Is there only 3 of you in the play?
No, there's 10.
Okay, and what, only 3 enough are attractive enough for the poster?
Yeah, they just pick the pretty people.
Yeah, okay. Because I must be honest, I did walk past the Arts Centre and I text the girl who used to do the PR for this, and I'm like, get these guys in the studio, please. So if you want to be Vi Candy, I would definitely look at the poster and perhaps even go and see
We had a girl from Canberra tweet, because it was a massive billboard above the theatre, and she said... does anyone else? Is it just me, or does anyone else have a car nearly have a car crash whenever they drive past the poster? And we were like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, the reason there are 3 of you in it, though, it's set in London in 1941 in the Blitz.
Yeah. So 1940 in the Blitz, and it was based on a true story of a group of boys that for about 70 consecutive nights put on a boys' club. And they perform plays at the end of each week and cabarets to keep, you know, the people in the bunker with them spirits up. And a beautiful story. And we've sort of taken that and melded two worlds into this one play.
That is the great thing about Shakespeare, is modernising it. And there are so many different interpretations. So you may go to 2 Henry V shows within 2 weeks and they can be completely different. Yeah, and do you find that as well?
Well, that's the beauty of Shakespeare. I mean, he's still so relevant now after all these years. And the beauty of his scripts is you can take them and put them in a situation and it just rings even truer to what we're going through in society and, yeah.
What I always find really hard to understand is how on earth do you learn those scripts? Is it really hard?
No, well, for me it's not hard, but for say, if you try to get up, you might have some trouble remembering.
What are you saying?
Do not mean that at all. But it's a tough language.
Right, they always bag me, go for it.
Yeah, it's not like a naturalistic drama. Mm-hmm. It is tough to learn, but we don't really learn scripts per se. We learn through staging and character relationships, and
then it all kind of flows, right?
You remember the thoughts, not the lines, and that's what connects with it and allows you to travel through.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Actor.
Sorry.
Just had to tell you.
Too complex for James and I.
So, Matt, you said somebody might be sick tonight. No, if I give you my number.
Give us the call.
I'm surprised that he hasn't pulled out his accents, to be honest.
Come on, show him how good you are at accents.
Oh, well, you put me on the spot now, guys. And
this is why he brought his book. He just wants to read a passage from it. The truth comes out.
Are you auditioning for me?
Oh, well, here we go. I've got one from King Henry V. Where is my gracious Lord of Canterbury? No? Not quite? No? Anyone?
There was a nice lilt on Canterbury.
We should get you two to compete. That'll be good.
Oh, well, I don't want to lose, Christine. I'm very competitive.
I'm scared I'd show what a fake I am, maybe.
What a shame we're out of time. Matt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All the best for the run. Henry V, it's at the Arts Centre, Bell Shakespeare's brand new production. So if you want to get some more information, head to the Arts Centre website.
Not so happy start of the financial year for me.
Oh,
so
honey.
We've got my place where I live. There's 3 of us. Myself and a guy and a girl. So nice little happy mix. Shenanigans.
Two guys, a girl, and a
bunch of mice. Yep.
Ew.
I know. So we live across from a park.
Tell the story.
So we live across from a park, and it gets pretty cold where we are. So obviously it's getting into winter. These little creatures want to find themselves another home. But I found my bread had been and eaten the other day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I thought,
where do you keep your bread? Out
well,
on
it was
the
on the
back
bench.
Porch?
No, it was on the bench. So, which means they'd gotten up on the bench, which wasn't good.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So, there'd been an inkling that there was mice. I saw a hole in there.
Hey,
and I'm like,
doesn't your mum teach you anything? Like, you can't leave bread out on a bench. It's just going to get, like, stale and airy.
No, not if you seal the bag properly.
Oh, so it was even in its bag?
Yeah, it was in its bag. They chewed through the bag. I don't leave empty slices out on a bench.
Well, I was beginning to wonder, Jess.
Well,
so what type of bite? Well, bite marks again.
Ugh.
Suarez in your toast.
I was going to say, I might have ended up with a Uruguayan player in my mousetrap if I had not played my cards
lucky
right.
Lucky the mice weren't hoppering you.
Yeah, much rather Suarez than Hoppoartes.
So what type of a bite was in your bread?
Well, it was a chunk.
Nibble?
It was a chunk. Basically, there was a a hole in the plastic, and then a couple of pieces had been bitten out of.
I wonder if they were running around inside the plastic.
Well, forget about that, because I may have had a couple of pieces of toast from the other end just to finish off the loaf.
Yeah.
I was desperate, but that's not what we're talking about.
I hope that was a joke.
May not have been.
Oh,
mice are so disgusting.
You are gross.
So what I thought it was, okay, I've been living here for a few months now. I'm living out of home. I better step up and get some essentials. So I went to Bunnings, first of all, bought a heater for my room because it's about 2 degrees in there. Mm-hmm. Bought some more towels. Mm-hmm. I bought even one of those little, you know, those door snake sock things.
You bought towels from a
no,
hardware
no, I went
shop.
To another place.
Oh,
I multitasked. But bought one of those little door snakes.
Oh,
so
the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
So A, the heat doesn't
insulation.
Escape.
Insulation.
B, also the mice
Wait,
can't get in.
For the front door or?
No, for my door, my bedroom.
Right, okay.
They can still get in if they want to.
Yeah, they can get in.
Well, it just lessens the chance.
Right.
And bought a couple of mouse traps. So took them home, put a bit of peanut butter on them.
All right.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Absolute
I can understand
gold.
If you would have put peanut butter because you don't want to waste any cheese, Christina.
Yeah, I was going to say, what
well,
about
I didn't,
cheese?
I didn't have any mozzarella or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, no so parmesan.
No parmesan. Okay. Oh, I did have a little bit of shaved parmesan, but I wasn't going to waste that
no,
on there.
Don't waste it on the...
So I put a little bit of peanut butter on within an hour. Snap.
Oh, my God. How many are there? Oh.
So took it out. I sent a photo to my housemate saying success.
Sick, man. All right, okay.
Well, you know, you got to say, hey guys, we're on a roll. So I put two in, and put in the same position. Mm. I got a text mate from my housemate the next morning saying, oh my God, please don't tell me you just left it there. And I'm like, no, right. I took it all the way out to the bin, squirming and squealing because I hate.
Oh
bins.
No!
No, I was squirming and squealing, James.
Oh,
not
okay.
The mouse. The mouse was well gone.
Oh.
I was thinking, jeez.
No,
okay, you
I was squirming.
And squealing.
Oh,
okay,
do not do well with dead things. But then she goes, oh, okay, so I ended up having to take it out for her when I got home 3 hours later. Then my housemate sent me another one, and then we'd caught four. So we caught four. Thank you. I was expecting a little bit of applause there. I feel...
I'm too grossed out to applaud.
It's a sense of accomplishment. So what we've done, we've cleaned out behind where they were, we've put the traps back, and that was within a day and a half. And we haven't caught any more for about 4 days.
Oh.
But it gets me nervous. Have they gotten smarter? Have they picked up in our game?
They've picked. I think that's what happens. I think they're like, oh, okay, we know we're losing too many men on these.
Yeah, they just send out the dumb ones first.
They're not that smart, are they?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
0427JOY949.
Yeah, I just want to know if the mice are smarter than us. Do I need to move the traps?
Aren't mice, can't they sneak into the smallest of holes? Isn't that like the mice thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's a tiny little sort of hole they're coming through.
Yeah, tiny, tiny hole.
Do you know where the hole is?
We think so. We put the trap there.
My boss was telling a story about the other day how he went to his friend's house and they opened a packet of chips and a mouse came.
Oh, get out!
A mouse came out of the chips.
Oh, this is
gross. Oh, that's one of those urban myths.
No, he told me. He wouldn't lie. What are you accusing my boss of?
Well, I don't know. Don't know your boss personally.
But yeah, they can get into just the smallest of holes.
Ugh, so
that little,
disgusting. I'm
that little
mice.
Thing that you got to put under your door is going to do nothing.
Well, there goes my peace of mind.
Oh, okay. So James and I are never coming over, just for the record.
Yeah, not until there's no more mice to be found.
That's the thing. I'm nervous because we've cleaned it all out. Haven't found any more evidence of mice being there, but I'm hoping it's four and done. I'm hoping it was just a little group of friends and they're wiped out.
But, were they white?
No, they were brown.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't rats, though.
No, we'll see. That'd be worse.
that would be much worse.
All right, so hopefully that's it.
Yeah, hopefully that's it. Oh. So, long story short, if you're coming over to my place, don't bring cheese.
You're on choice.
I'm never coming.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.